A speed down to 10 miles an hour kept an eye on engine RPMs, rolled off from the top slowly. I've got this. Carpe diem. The first mile I managed. Only 10 mph increase in speed. Air tanks lost 20 psi. Brake power started to bleed. I had another 60 pounds to spare before trailer brakes would lock, sending us skidding off the road, out into the unpitying drop. Steeling my nerves, breathing. Jesus ain't taking this wheel. I made it down another mile. Brakes started to smell and squeal. My facade was calm and in control. My left leg started to jump. I was down to 85 brake PSI, leaving me only 45 pounds to pump. 5 miles to go, said a sign, like some kind of sick joke. I was picking up speed too quick. My brakes were starting to smoke. Quickening, 4 miles to go. Navigating by touch. Gravity pulled at my 80K pounds. Gear down my clutch. 45 miles per hour. Another 3 miles to go. Tires began slipping a little. Truck like an elephant on tiptoes, trying to get a grip. High center of gravity heights. It is easy for them to tip, so you can kind of see my plight. Easy off and on the brake pedal. Clutch nervously feathered. 20 PSI left with miles to go before trailer brakes lock, tethered. Low air brake alarm sounding. A mile of grade and 10 pounds of brake left. 60 mph. Never felt so fast. Jake braking, holding my breath. When trailer moves faster than tractor, tractor and trailer, jackknife. Going down the slope sideways, hurtling towards exiting life. Hurtling down a mountain, dreaming rookie's life in my hands. Stomp, braking, one more time. Then, I'm letting it go again. No matter how fast this thing goes, I'll steer it and clear it, and the kid will never know. Calm and steady, that's the spirit. One last curve at the bottom. Low air alarm held its note. Sliding closer to the edge, low air gauge gasping its vote. So glad to get to the bottom. I felt like a man with skill. Brakes usually pop at 40 PSI. Actually, it was kind of a thrill. Fist pumping, yelling, cursing, banging dashboard and steering wheel. Student awoke to impromptu discussion of how to move on down those hills. I was not gracious in victory. I felt like an Iron Man, talking trash to that mountain, the way my celebratory people can. Chapter 3. When she dreams of someone else. When she wakes up in the morning and hesitates to tell you dreams she's had. No. You never own a person or their dreams. So don't be mad. Mad and temporary insanity are kind of the same thing. One is admissible in court. Out of your mind is the main thing. Every good relationship is properly spiced with lust. But the main ingredient for that entree is a heaping amount of trust. Holding the ears of a tiger doesn't give you any control. Grasping at her ephemeral dreams gives you, at best,